Port operations in North America and Canada are currently under scrutiny as labor negotiations and government interventions impact supply chains. This article provides an in-depth look at these developments and their implications. Labor negotiations break down on the U.S. East Coast. On the U.S. East Coast, labor negotiations have stalled. While partial agreements on wages were reached, automation remains a major sticking point. Both full and partial automation proposals face strong opposition from workers concerned about job security. This impasse leaves the future of the negotiations uncertain as the next milestone approaches in mid-January 2024. Canadian port disputes resolved through government intervention. In Canada, labor and management were at odds over port operations, leading to a lockout. The situation escalated until the government intervened to bring both parties to an agreement, ending the lockout. Port operations have resumed, and disruptions to logistics have been temporarily alleviated. However, the impact on supply chains and the potential for similar disputes in the future remain points of concern. Supply chain impacts and broader implications. Disruptions in port operations have immediate effects on the flow of goods and overall supply chain stability. The developments in the U.S. and Canada underscore critical issues facing the logistics industry. Monitoring these events and preparing adaptive strategies will be essential for mitigating future risks.